take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
good work, girls. But at this speed, you'll be through by next Christmas.
Would it be too much trouble for the girls at this school to put their junk in the garbage so I don't have to break my back picking up after them? I don't believe it. I've turned into my mother.
Well, Blair, you're all set for the big debate tomorrow.
Yes. But I've had to practice my disdainful stare and sarcastic chuckle.
Ah, oh, you're a born debater. You take such pleasure in tearing people apart.
Thank you.
Guess what? Joe made the debating team.
Terrific! Joe and Blair on the same team.
How thrilling. Our first debate is against the guys at Bates Academy.
Ha! You'll cream them.
I don't know. Bing Parker's on their team. He's practically a genius. Oh, relax. I'm a pretty good fast talker myself. I picked it up at home watching some of my friends.
Debaters?
No, defendants.
You girls will do fine. Besides, it'll give you a chance to meet some of those Foxy Bates boys.
Who needs those stuffy creeps? I got the best, Eddie.
Wonderful. We get to hear another chapter of The Young and the Restless.
I mean, what he says about me in his last letter is sheer poetry. The Navy's working me like a dog. Every night, my tongue's dragging on the floor.
He is a regular Longfellow.
Oh, no, no. Oh, wait, I'm getting to the poetry part. No, I'm too modest to read this aloud. Here, you read it, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, no. I never read love letters at night after my warm milk. Too stimulating.
I'll read it. Nothing's too stimulating for me. Keeping you in my head is the only way I get through the grind. When I hold the mop, I'm holding you. When I grab a pan, I'm grabbing you. When I peel a potato, I'm peeling you.
A guy saying things like that, you could die.
I'd certainly want to.
Eddie must really be serious about you.
He's plenty serious. If only my mom would like him more. Oh, hey, speaking of my mom, I think I'll call her and tell her I'm on the debating team.
I didn't even bother calling my mother. Good news about me is getting repetitious.
Boy, mom's gonna flip.
Hey, Joe, why don't you ask her to come up for the big debate?
Oh, sorry, got the wrong number. Yeah, this is Rose's daughter. Who's asking? Jack? I don't know any Jack. Yeah, hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm fine. Who's Jack? Oh, yeah? How long's he been living there? So now I know why you were so busy. Why'd you tell me you were working double shifts? Who's upset? You want to live with old Jack? Fine. You don't need my permission. Listen, I got homework to do. Bye.
I guess she's not coming up for the big debate.
So what? She's got good old Jack. That's all she cares about.
Joe, you know that's not true.
Living with a guy. No wonder I got shipped up here to Girls Town. She wanted to dump me.
She wanted you to have a good education, plain and simple.
Yeah? Then why didn't she tell me she was getting a new roommate?
Listen, Joe, I know we don't usually agree, but that was a scuzzy thing for your mother to do.
What's so scuzzy about it, Blair? Don't you read the National Enquirer? Some of the best people are shacking up.
Tootie, I'm surrounded by X-rated kids. Girls, don't you have something to do? Joe, there's only one way to straighten this thing out. Call your mom back and talk it out with her.
I could talk a lot freer to my mom if I had some privacy.
Gotcha. Try to get her to come up to the debate.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Hello, operator? Yeah, I'd like to make a person-to-person call to seaman recruit Eddie Brennan. Yeah, at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center. Yeah, the area...
Hi.
Hello, sailor. I can't resist saying that. I'm Natalie. Glad to meet you, Eddie.
How'd you know it was me?
I wake up looking at you every morning. Your picture. I'm Joe's roommate. Eddie!
Hi.
What are you doing here? What a shock! Natalie, could we have a little privacy, please?
Sure. Of course, Joe. I'm hip. Hey, I've been there.
Here, I didn't expect you to come all the way up here from Chicago.
Hey, after hearing your little voice on the phone, I could tell you needed me. Especially the way your mom dumped you. So I hitched a ride.
Thanks.
Here, I bought your favorites. Nuts and chews, heavy on the chews.
You remembered.
Hello!
Mrs. Garrett, guess who dropped by? Eddie Brennan.
Ah, yes, the poet.
I'm Tootie. Love your letters.
All right, and this is another one of my roommates, Blair.
Oh, yeah, Park Avenue. You wrote about her.
Hello.
Hi.
Mrs. D, Eddie and I have a lot to talk about, so we'll be in the lounge, okay?
So, how you doing?
Do you believe she called me back today and tried to tell me how great old Jack is and how nothing will change? It's a laugh. I don't see how anything will ever be the same between Mom and me again. And that includes Vidal Sassoon night.
Vidal Sassoon night?
Oh, yeah, see, that's when we get in old beat-up robes and we'd order in pizza and I'd frost Mom's hair. And when we were finished, I'd wash out the peroxide and the pizza, and I'd say, if you don't look good, we don't look good. And we both split a gut laughing. Well, that's down the tubes.
Hey, Joe, come on. You got me. I'm the guy who really cares about you. Here. I want you to have this.
Oh, Eddie, a ring. It's beautiful.
Yeah, best one in Kmart.
It's a little big on me, but...
That's okay. I brought along some tape.
Think of everything. This must have cost you a mint.
Yeah, but I haven't paid off in a couple of years. Joe, I love you. And now all we have is each other. That's why I want you to marry me.
Marry you? I always knew someday we'd get married, but now? I don't know what to say.
Well, how about yes?
Eddie, I'm 16.
It's okay. On our way back to Chicago, we can stop off at West Virginia. 16's the legal age there.
But I'm not even finished with high school, and I don't want to blow what Mom spent on this place.
Oh, come on, you can't worry about that now. Joe, I miss you. It's really lonely out there without you. I haven't even looked at another girl.
You better not if you want to pass the Navy physical. I'm so confused. I can't even think.
Well, let me do the thinking. Look, I don't want to rush you, but I got to start back tomorrow.
When'd you leave up?
I couldn't get a leave. I'm AWOL.
AWOL?
But don't get mad.
I'm not mad. You did that for me?
Well, yeah. What else do I got to do it for? So how about it? We can go tomorrow.
Eddie, please, let me think about it.
Sure. I'll just get a room with the Y tonight. But you'll keep the ring while you think?
Sure.
And the tape?
Right.
We could have our own place, honey. And over the mailbox, it'll read Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Brennan. Think about it.
Mind.
What mind?
Blair, how would you like a free facelift right off of your neck?
Let me take a wild guess. You lost the debate.
Of course we lost. But worse than that, she did the impossible. She made me look dumb.
Yeah, I let her talk. I admit it, my mind did wander a little.
If it wandered where Eddie was, he's jogging at the track.
Oh, yeah? Oh, great, thanks.
So that's why we lost. You had your mind on Eddie.
Hey, don't go blaming Eddie like my mom does. At least he's ready to prove how he feels about me.
What's he gonna do, tattoo your name on his chest?
Forget I mentioned it, okay?
Could it have anything to do with that tape on your finger? You've been looking at every time you think no one's watching?
No. I burned myself, that's all.
A ring!
Is this an engagement ring?
An engagement ring? Stand back, I'm identifying.
That's not an engagement ring. An engagement ring has a diamond in it.
It's got a diamond in it. Maybe it would help to bring it a little closer.
Of course. Now I see it. Lovely.
Joe, we're your pals. The biggest news of the year and you didn't tell us?
Tootie, maybe there's a reason Joe didn't tell us. A big reason.
You mean the one that begins with the P and ends in 9 months?
Would you knock it off? I'm not pregnant. Eddie asked me to marry him, and I told him I'd give him an answer tomorrow.
Well, of course you're gonna turn him down. You are only 16 years old.
So what? Juliet was only 13 when she married Romeo.
Yes, and they had a great wedding night. They both died.
Yeah, but otherwise their marriage would have worked out great. Look, it's my decision, so just drop it.
Gotta do something. It's gonna be up to me to come up with one of my brilliant ideas again. I know. I'll call Bink Parker and tell him I'll go out with him.
Bink Parker?
Yes, Bink Parker, he's perfect.
Blair, you always said Bink Parker was a weenie.
Yes, but he's a brilliant weenie. Of the Bates debating team. I'll ask Eddie and Joe to go to dinner with us tonight, and then Bink can talk them out of this stupid marriage.
Joe, hi, what's up?
Oh, nothing important. I don't want to disturb you adding up your figures.
What figures? This is Tootie's electronic football game. Hey, who's in there?
Do you know Shakespeare?
Well, not personally. Why?
Well, you remember Romeo and Juliet? They were the ones who got married, then croaked. Some people thought they were too young to get married.
Not to mention too young to croak.
Well, I see, I'm doing this paper on them, and I'm trying to stay objective.
Oh. Yeah, I see.
They were so much in love. I'm sure things could have worked out.
Well, let's think about this. First, the happy couple had to find a place to live, and their families weren't about to help them.
So, Romeo would have gone to work to pay the rent.
Romeo didn't have any skills except climbing balconies. So Juliet would have to go to work, too.
Fine, she'll go to work.
Yeah, you can count on it. So they'd both be working night and day, and they wouldn't see much of each other. And she'd say, "Wherefore art thou, Romeo?" And he'd say, "Don't bust my chops. I'm moonlighting at McDonald's."
Yeah, but when they would see each other, wow.
Which brings up the subject of little Romeos and Juliet. Kids would make it even tougher. Of course, by then, finishing high school would be out of the question for Romeo and Juliet.
You're talking about Eddie and me, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Joe, remember Bink Parker from the debate? He's taking me out tonight.
How come? I thought he won the debate.
I thought you and Eddie would like to go to dinner with us. We've never been on a double date before.
So far, we've been lucky.
No, it's because you would never go out with anyone but Eddie. And Eddie was never here. Till now.
You're not kidding? Why do I smell a rat?
I really should get to know Eddie better. He's practically a member of the family.
That's a real nice thing to say, Blair. Yeah, thanks. We'll go.
Marvelous. There's this darling little French restaurant that just opened up. You'll love it.
Just as long as I don't have to eat snails.
See you later.
Have a good time, huh? Operator, in New York City, I want the number of Mrs. Rose Polniacek. P-O-L-N-I-A.
I still can't get over the fact that you finally went out with me. I thought you thought I was a weenie.
Why, Binky, I've always thought you were fascinating.
Now, remember, when they get here, I'll lead them into a discussion of marriage, and you can tell them they're crazy.
That isn't how it's done, Blair. A good debater doesn't lecture. He uses his opponent's weaknesses against him. You see, the secret of debating...
All right, Bink. Just do your thing.
There they are.
Hi. Hi, Joe. You remember Bink? Bink Parker, Eddie Brennan.
Hiya, Bink.
Hi, and congratulations. I hear you two are engaged.
You got it. Show them the rock, honey.
Yes. I saw it this afternoon. Stunning.
Good evening. Shall we do the menu together?
Hey, it's my party. I'm picking up the tab.
Eddie.
Yeah, so I'll just order for everyone. Look, I don't want to sound chintzy, but isn't 15 bucks a bit out of line for Wheaties?
Shell Wheaties?
Right there. Breakfast of champions.
No, Eddie. That's beefsteak au champignon. Beefsteak with mushrooms.
Oh. Well, that's good for everyone, right? And bring soups and salads for everyone first, all right?
Eddie, I've been adding things up here. Are you aware the food you just ordered will come to $92.48 without tip?
Hey, you gotta check your old calculator there. That's four dinners at 15 bucks a pop. That's 60 bucks.
Eddie, The entrees are a la carte. The soup and salad are extra.
Gee, I'm gonna be a little short here.
A la carte kills you every time.
Look, I'll take care of it. You can catch it next time.
Oh, great. I'll send you money on payday, next week.
I know this must be embarrassing for you, but actually, it couldn't be a more timely lesson.
Yeah, Carl Malden's got a point. Cash. Don't leave home without it.
No, I'm speaking about marriage. The reason teenage marriages fail so often is that kids aren't prepared. Financially, emotionally, or any other way.
Pink, this may not be the time.
Trust me. You see, this meal is the perfect parallel to a teenage marriage. Like yours. You're hungry. And everything looks good, so you dive right in. Then comes the bill, and you're not ready for it. So, you need someone else to bail you out.
Yeah, I said I'd get you your money back.
Blair, how would you like to join me in the ladies' room?
I really don't have to right now.
Yeah, you have to right now.
Sure. You weenie.
I thought you wanted to have dinner with me and Eddie out of friendship, you phony.
What I did was out of friendship, Joe. You matter to me.
You know what matters to me? That you and your hitman bug Bink off for... Bink bug off or whatever.
Joe, I'm concerned about your future. I never told you this before, but I think you have real potential. Even though you're a basket case now.
Was there a compliment in there somewhere?
But someday, after you've finished at Eastland and graduated from the right college, you'll be ready for a real marriage, complete with floral arrangements and Bobby Short at the piano, and me, as your maid of honor. You deserve that.
Listen, I'm gonna finish high school and college whether I get married or not.
Sure, dream on. You'll be too busy having babies and trying to make ends meet. That's the way it will be with a guy like Eddie.
A guy like Eddie? I've been waiting for it to start knocking Eddie.
Do you think the two of you can live on his pay? He's a sailor.
Yeah. But he's learning electronics in the Navy. And when he gets out, he'll go into computers.
Without a high school diploma? The computers won't give him the time of day.
Okay, Blair. You've proved that Eddie and I are two dumb kids in way over our heads with no money, no education, and no chance.
Exactly.
That's why it's going to be even sweeter when we make it work.
Make what work?
You know, tonight I was going to say no to Eddie. But you helped me realize that he's the only one I can trust. And maybe we don't have anything else. But we have each other. And that's enough.
Joe, what are you...
I got married at 16. It was the worst week of my life.
I often felt the Neolithic period in history.
Joe, would you just wait a second?
Eddie, let's get married right away.
Oh, great, honey. You won't be sorry.
Joe, you can't.
Can't? Just watch us.